He signed a contract out of Minnesota State University earlier on this Monday. And Sam Morton is going to join the Calgary Wranglers on an amateur tryout for the rest of the season. And then a one-year contract kicks in next year with the Flames organization. Sam joins us right now on the program. Sam, appreciate the time today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
How's today feel? What's the first day being the owner of an NHL contract feel like?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, honestly. Like, it's been a super exciting day. It's been a whirlwind of emotions just finishing up the season Saturday night and then, you know, on to the next adventure and on to the next journey today. So it's been pretty crazy. It's been nothing but exciting, and I can't wait to get started.
That journey and that whirlwind must be crazy. Like, you go from a playoff loss at Minnesota State, and then now all of a sudden you're snap of a finger getting ready to make your American League debut probably on Tuesday. How has it been dealing with that whirlwind? I imagine you've never gone through anything quite like this before.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been new for sure. I try to stay as level-headed as possible, you know. We talk about it. Through college hockey and just 3 years of experience and try not to get too high, try not to get too low. So manage the emotions and enjoy it as much as you can and take in the process. But at the end of the day, like, I just want to keep playing hockey and I'm excited to do that and help the Calgary Flames organization if I can.
So do you have a chance to say goodbye to teammates and kind of close things out in a somewhat satisfactory manner at college? Do you get much of anything in terms of a wrap up with your teammates?
It's tough. I'm lucky. I was with a great group of guys. They were all with me at the rink today when I signed the contract, and you know, I'm super appreciative of that. Super close group of guys, like I said, and I'll be back with them, I'm sure, at some point this summer. They'll be in town training in Mankato, and I got plenty of things that I'm going to need to grab from Mankato and bring back up.
What was their reaction when they saw you or heard you signing that contract?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, still got you, Sam. I just asked you can you still hear us?
Yep.
Okay, I just had asked you what was your teammates' reaction when they found out that you signed a contract?
Oh yeah, they were super excited. You know, it's a good reputation for the program to have if they're moving guys on, and just with such a close knit group of guys, you know, they played a huge part in the process of getting here. No one can do it by themselves, so yeah, I think they feel that a little bit too, and they should be proud of themselves as well.
So what was the process like? Take us through. You finish your season. I know your representative is Dean Grillo. So what is the kind of the process that goes on once your college season comes to an end and then your agent is getting you set for your first professional deal?
Yeah, it went quicker than I would have imagined. And that's not a bad thing, you know, get to stay in shape and kind of get out of the sadness of ending a season and onto a new journey. So that part of it's kind of nice. But just had a few meetings with some teams Sunday and, you know, had a really good conversation with some of the staff in Calgary and thought it was a really good fit and there's opportunity there. So, yeah, conversation went really, really well and it made the decision easy for me.
Sam Morton is with us, newest member of the Flames organization. Was the opportunity maybe the biggest thing that made you choose Calgary?
Opportunity and fit. Opportunity is a big piece of it because you want to step in and make an impact and be helpful to the organization, but you also want to fit well within that organization. So, you know, being a two-way responsible and offensive center, I think it fits what they were looking for. So hopefully it's a win-win situation there.
So the fit and the opportunity, tell us a little bit more about the fit and what you see there.
Just depth down the middle. So they're looking for centers that can provide some offense as well as being responsible in all three zones. So just finding the type of center that plays something similar to my game is what they told me they're trying to do. So if it's me that gets the opportunity to fill that role, I couldn't be more excited.
Okay. So how you kind of answered the question, but that would be how you would describe yourself. Hey, two-way center, responsible in your own zone. Obviously, 24 goals this year. You've got some offense on the other side. What would that be the best way that you would describe yourself as a player, Sam?
Yeah, for sure. I think throughout my college career, I've kind of developed and learned that you got to take care of your own end first and be responsible that way, so that staff and your teammates can trust you. And then beyond that, just try to add more offense and become more dynamic, more downhill, and more of an attack and shooting mentality throughout the years.
We are chatting with Sam Morton. He is the newest member of the Flames organization, signs as a college free agent out of Minnesota State on this Monday. Okay, I'm curious about your journey and the last number of years for you. You were BC, so you're a Colorado guy, right? That's where I know Hockey DB says you're from California. Everywhere else has you from Colorado, but you're a Colorado guy, right?
It's confusing. This is probably my fault, but I was born and raised in California until I was 13, and then my family moved over to Colorado. So California is where I was born, but Colorado is my hometown. So my family lives in Colorado right now.
Okay, so everybody is in Colorado, and that's where most of your minor hockey was, right?
Yeah, correct.
So how did you go from Colorado to BCHL and join that Wenatchee team when it was still in that league? How did you first of all end up in Washington?
You know, to be honest, I just went to an open invitation tryout near my house in Superior. So the Wenatchee Wild had an open invitation tryout that I went to, played well, got invited to their main camp. Played well at the main camp and ended up making the team as a 17-year-old. And so I was fortunate that they gave me a chance, and I was pretty happy that I took up that open invitation tryout.
Yeah, no doubt. And then Union, then COVID hits, then you make your way to Minnesota State. So can you kind of walk us through the college journey that you've walked here the last 5-6 years?
Yeah, my parents are both pretty educated people, and they really wanted me to get a good education, and I also saw the value in that. And, you know, as I was going through the process of finding a college, I was doing a lot of balancing between education and hockey, and I thought Union at the time was a really good fit for that after coming off the 2014 national championship. It's a smaller school. All the classes are kind of discussion-based where you're really just sitting and talking with the professor. So I really liked that aspect of things, and I thought it was a good balance between the two. So I went there for a year, had a decent freshman year. I got injured towards the end of it, didn't play in playoffs, and was ready to come back the following year. Both of the linemates that I planned to play with the next year got injured over the summer. One tore his ACL, and the other got shoulder surgery. And so that was a little bit of a shakeup, and then just going into that sophomore season, just wasn't enjoying the game as much as I would want to and didn't feel like it was the right fit for me anymore. So I decided to go back to Wenatchee and just try to find that love for the game and re-explore some options and maybe find a new home that better suited me. And I had a few friends, one being Lucas Souter, and who I played with in Wenatchee, that was at Mankato. And so he had nothing but great things to say about Mankato, and made the decision to change homes and go to Mankato, and it was one of the best decisions of my life for sure.
That and I would imagine, because that's not that's not 100% like the typical college journey and path to an NHL contract. But I would imagine for you, Sam, it's the path that you'd walk all day, every day. Looking back, you probably would have changed the thing, eh?
Yeah, if it gets me to right here, I'm just happy. So. Yeah, I'm not complaining at the moment.
Tell us about playing at Minnesota State and being in that town. It's a hockey town. I've never been, but all I've heard is that it's a hockey town, pure and through and through. What's it like playing at Minnesota State?
It's a blast. The community engagement and involvement within the program is unbelievable. The building is sold out. Sorry, you hear me still?
Yeah, still got you.
Yep. The building is sold out nearly every night. It's electric to play in front of the student section. You know, everyone in the community knows what's going on. The weekend, who we're playing, all sorts of different things like that. So it's an unbelievable place to play, from coaching staff, teammates, community involvement, fans, success, player growth, development. There's just so many great things that come out of Minnesota State.
Okay, couple final ones for you. I got to ask you about a fellow Mankato alum who is a member of the Flames. You spent your first year at Minnesota State with Walker Duehr. He's on the Flames right now. Have you tell us about your relationship with Walker. Have you had a chance to chat with him since signing?
Yeah, I did, actually. I texted him, or he texted me this morning and just said congratulations. I asked if he had any words of wisdom or advice, given that he was in the situation that I'm in now a few years ago. So he was awesome. He just said, be yourself, be confident, don't be too nervous about things, and just be you, and things will work themselves out. So I appreciated that text from him, and it was good to hear from him.
You played with him for 1 year. You know what he's all about. Pretty unsurprised that he has made his way to the highest level.
Yeah, not surprised at all. He's a stud. He was actually my roommate on the road my first year in Minnesota State. So, you know, we were close for that first year, and I've watched his game develop and grow, and he's a stud.
Nice. Okay, last question for you. You might make your American League debut Tuesday night for the Wranglers. That's a big hop right into the next level. Sam, how ready do you feel to play pro hockey? How ready do you feel to kind of make that next step?
Yeah, you know, I think at this point in the year, it's not often that you can say you're healthy, and my body feels good. I feel healthy, so I think that's one reason to feel ready. But you know, at the end of the day, you're just preparing for another game. So just going to try to put my best foot forward and take the next however many hours before the game to prepare myself mentally and physically and be in the best spot that I can.
Well, Sam, congratulations on your first NHL contract. That's awesome to see. Welcome to the Flames organization. Travel safe to Calgary, and we'll see you here soon. Hey.
All right. Thank you very much.